You talk about what a very specific context it is here for the dialogue, a dialogue that cannot be imported from elsewhere. Why is that?
I think the circumstances are different. The minority-majority relations, Jews are the majority, Christian minority. We, the Jews, are not used to be majority. We used to be minority. And Christians here, they used to be minority, but not minority under Jews. And this is a new situation. It's a different dialogue. It's a dialogue that includes cultural aspect, religious aspect, and the national aspect. The Jews don't really understand that the Christians are a minority because they are a minority here, but they're part of the Christian world. They're Arabs, so part of the Arab world, so they're not minority. But they insist that they are the minority here. So how do we relate to that, the fact that they're a minority, but actually part of a very big majority? And, of course, the Jews bring to the dialogue the luggage, the bag that they carry from Europe, the very sensitive, problematic relation between Christian and Jews during the whole history.
In particular, the Shoah, of course.
In particular, not only the Shoah, but also persecution during the history. And they come with these very negative feelings, and they meet Christians that have nothing to do with the realities of Europe. And, of course, you have the theological aspect, which is a long problem that we're dealing with, how Jews understand Christianity and what to think about Christianity as a religion, coming or having its roots in Judaism and taking different direction. As I mentioned here, some Jews would say they took our Bible and abused it and did something totally different. How could they do that? So we have all these difficulties in a very complicated situation of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict that the Israelis and Christians are very much involved with.
And this whole question of dialogue is a very new one, isn't it? One that you knew nothing about as you were growing up in a traditional Israeli family going to Israeli schools.
The dialogue as itself is not a new thing. I think it was very much developed after the Shoah in Europe, and it was imported to Israel, and I repeat, imported to Israel already in the 50s. So there were organizations for Jewish-Christian dialogue in Israel, for interfaith dialogue. I think having a Jewish-Christian dialogue, having young people, locals involved, aware of the special context of the dialogue here, this is a new phenomenon, and I would give the credit to Daniel, who established the organization focusing on the Jewish-Christian local dialogue. The common Israelis don't know about it, and this is our challenge, to get to the people, as many as possible, to introduce them this dialogue, to let them know that this dialogue is existing and they can be part of it. And I think this is something new. It's not only us. There are other organizations working that, but focusing on the Christian dialogue, Jewish-Christian dialogue, and focusing on the local context, this is the uniqueness of the JCJCR, the Jerusalem Center for Jewish-Christian Relations.
You did a survey recently showing just how prevalent the ignorance, the stereotyping is.
Actually, we started 3 years ago. I think we published it more than a year ago. The survey proves that as more religious you are, more negative you are. Even as secular Jews, if they seem to be more tolerant when it comes to very sensitive issues, they would be a bit more conservative. And the saddest conclusion is that as younger you are, as more negative you are. And I think that means the outcome of the education, the local education system is not very good, is not very tolerant. I didn't know anything about Christianity when I grew up. I had to discover the neighboring religion when I got to university, and I think not many people have this experience, and we have kind of an ideological ignorance, which I really regret.
What can you do about that?
I wouldn't use the word fight, but that's the right word to use, because I don't want to use violent word, but we have to fight the ignorance by enlightening the people, by informing them. Therefore, we focus on educational work, lectures, symposium, courses, to people in a grassroots level, working with schools, not schools that want to participate in the program, but we kind of, the chain of schools forced them to participate, and then they discover the whole subject, and they're fascinated. Going to teachers in their teachers' colleges, where they train the teachers, and addressing them and informing them about this dialogue, informing them about the Christian communities, just spreading the atmosphere of dialogue.
And you also work with the Israeli army, don't you?
Yeah, in the army there's an education unit for soldiers who teach the soldiers. Soldiers come from all different units to Jerusalem, and they spend a week studying about the connection of the Jews to Jerusalem, the history of Jerusalem. They're focusing on the Jewish aspect. One day, half a day actually, is dedicated to the other religions. And they spent some time at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre and they have a lecture about Islam. And I train the trainers, those who teach the soldiers. I work with them for the last 4 years. And I try to introduce the Christian Science and the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, not from the historical and archaeological perspective, but more from the human perspective, to talk with them about the Christian communities, to explain the problems, the difficulties, the importance of the dialogue with the Christian community. And I believe that that's the message that they transfer to the soldiers. And this is amazing because I know that I teach every year 12 soldiers, but they teach another 20,000 and the message is spread. And army time is very essential, is very important, because this is the time when you're not a child anymore, you're not in high school thinking about your exam, and you're not in your real life thinking about your career, but you have the time that you dedicate to the state, to the society, and you're already a mature person, and then you listen and you hear about the other communities here in Jerusalem, and that's really very crucial time in your life that you might be actually listening and ready to open yourself to the other communities. It's not easy. They struggle a lot because they have religious people in the groups. They don't know how to answer all the questions. They're also young girls. But I think I can see there is an improvement, and I think I can see that they're stepping forward, and they fight to keep this program going on, especially this day about the other communities. It's not easy because, of course, there are also very negative elements in the army. They're trying to take this program, you know, this day out of the program. But they're fighting for that because they find it very important. And I find it crucial. As if you work with young people, you build the future. You build the future of the society here. It's important for us as Jews to have better society, to have more moral society by knowing our minorities here in the Holy Land.
It must be very difficult, as you say, teaching all the religious or putting across all the religious information, because you're automatically talking about the political situation too and the stereotypes they will have been brought up with.
It's always mixed, religion, politics, nationalism. And it's hard, but I think by time you learn how to walk between the drops and how to speak to different people. I think I speak in a different way. When I talk to religious people, I speak in a different way when I talk to settlers or when I talk to left-wing people. So you always have to walk between the jobs and find the right way to communicate. And I think this is the most important thing, being a Jew, coming from a religious family, having the knowledge, having the sensitivity to the Jewish community and knowing enough about the Christian in order to do the mediation between these two communities. And I think we need more people that have these sensitivities to both communities to be able to bridge this gap and to help to bring these two communities together.
We hear a lot about the growing extremism or orthodoxy, if you like, within Israel, within the society here. Do you agree with that? Is it a concern to you?
I do feel that in Jerusalem, I don't know about other places, but Jerusalem is becoming more religious, and I think the Jewish religious society is becoming a bit more extreme religiously. I don't think it means that there's more antagonism, there's more animosity toward the other religions. This is the reality in the whole area. People become more extreme. People have more extreme opinions. And it's part of the challenge. I think the challenges are great, and we're working on them.
It also makes hopes for a lasting peace settlement here more difficult, doesn't it?
I will quote a good friend who is a priest in Bethlehem, who once answered a similar question and said, well, you're all from Europe or from the US. You don't have to have hope because you have somewhere else to go. We don't have anywhere else to go, we, the Israelis, Palestinians. So we have to have hope. So I do have to have hope that there will be an agreement, that there will be peace in the Middle East. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to wake up tomorrow morning with the hope that I have a reason to wake up. So I think we don't have any other hope. We have to believe that peace would be achieved and we'll have better life here in the future. And we have to work for that. And that's what I'm doing.